Olds. O-Net has had some problems with its TV service, but that's being fixed, and the more successful the company is, the better for the community because it's owned by the town, Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams says. Williams made those points during an interview with the Alberton. O-Net provides high-speed internet as well as phone and TV service. About 11 years ago, it was the brainchild of local businesspeople and volunteers. William said this spring and summer, O-Net is investing about $400,000 to install a new state-of-the-art TV delivery system that will be as sophisticated and convenient as the major internet, TV providers like Telus, Rogers and Bell provide. I just want to emphasize that, well, key point, they're having problems with O-Net. We do apologize for that, but we are working to fix those, coming up very soon, William said. He said years ago when O-Net was created to solve the problem of lack of access to high-speed internet, it was a bold move. However, William said the company did not obtain enough subscribers and thus enough revenue to be able to remain strong enough to compete in the marketplace. He said the municipally controlled corporation's partnership with Calgary-based 4 Networks provides that expertise and an ability to deliver the new technology the company needs to fix TV signal issues. The town is the shareholder, but it does not operate O-Net. It is very much a partnership, he said. The new technology being installed can, and is, being marketed to other communities across the prairies. When they come on board, that will in turn strengthen O-Net's balance sheet, he added. We're seeing progress there. It's just that it's slow. Williams conceded that a few years ago, a decision to dismantle Olds Institute, which oversaw O-Net and Olds Fiber Limited and turn it into a municipally controlled corporation, caused some hard feelings in the community. Town officials said that step was taken to solve a big problem, debt and a line of credit totaling $18 million. The town of Olds incurred $14 million worth of debt and a $4 million line of credit to help Olds Fiber Limited finance the installation of fiber optic lines in the community. O-Net is community-owned. It's owned by every resident that's a taxpayer in Olds. And that's what we want to emphasize, that O-Net's success truly is the town of Olds' success and everyone in it, William said. Even though there have been problems, and we are working through those, we want to re-establish and build that trusted relationship that's been lost, or at least damaged. He said when the current town council was elected in 2021, it had a choice. They could sell O-Net, there were suitors, but not for the price that the debt is worth to the town. Or they could try to make it work, and they chose option two. Williams stressed that O-Net provides a valuable service. The TV issues aside, the O-Net internet is still some of the fastest and affordable you can purchase, he said. It's something to be proud of, despite challenges.